Today Shiz Masechta Menachos Daf Nun. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch and Daf Nun Amen Aleph at the fourth line. We had learned in the Mishnah, Le'ekrivu Keves B'Boikav, they didn't bring the carbon tumit in the morning, then Dalach is Yekrivu Ben Abayim, they should bring it in the afternoon. Says Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, Amar Rav Shimon, Emesav is Man Shaya Nusim. If there was something beyond control, then, says Rav Shimon, So in other words, Rav Shimon does not allow for the carbon tamach ben abayim to be brought alone, only if it was something beyond control. And then the Mishnah continued, Amar Rav Shimon, Kula hai sukreva ben abayim, Shem mechachem simzbech hazov el b'ktaris osamim. The Mishnah said that if they didn't bring the ktaris in the morning, they should bring, normally you bring a mona. That's the amount that they bring on a daily basis. Here, and you bring a half in the morning of that portion and a half in the afternoon. But teaches us the Rav Shimon that if they, for whatever reason, did not bring in the morning what they were supposed to bring, then they should bring the entire amount when they bring the Ktoiris in the afternoon. And then he made a statement. The Mizbech Hazov, the Mizbech HaPnimi, where this was brought, the Ktiris, was only, became El Bektiris Hasamim, only by bringing the Ktiris Hasamim. The Mizbech Oila, and the Mizbech Oila only becomes, gets its Kedusha, only through bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar. Ask the Gemara, Chinuch Man Dechar Shemai. Our Mishnah has not been speaking about this subject at all. The subject of our Mishnah is about the different kabbanas. One, what is the relationship of one to the other? So, according to Rashi, the Gemara's question is that the chinuch hamizbech hazov, which Rav Shimon mentions, that's the raya that if you're only bringing the ktaris ben arbayim, you bring a whole mana, and that is not a question to the Gemara. Why in the afternoon, if you didn't bring in the morning the Ktiris, you bring the entire amount in the afternoon? Because that's the basis for this halacha. And according to Rashi, the Gemara's question is on what the Mishnah continued saying. What was the purpose of teaching us this halacha in our Mishnah, which that is not the subject of our Mishnah? Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And he says that the Gemara, when asked the question, Chinuch Man Dechai Shmai, is in all the situations that the Mishnah mentioned Aloch of Chinuch, according to Tosfos, these rules are not connected to the rules that we've been learning previously in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not teaching us the Aloch of Chinuch, and therefore, why was it mentioned in our Mishnah? To which the Gemara answers, Chsuri Mechzvah Chitani, it's important to point out there are different opinions how to understand a statement like Chsuri Mechzvah Chitani, which comes up often in Shas. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Chsuri Mechzvah Chitani is really the issue is with us. We don't understand the depth of the Mishnah, and it's the Gemara's objective to teach us what the Mishnah really meant to say. That's how Rabbeinu Bechaya explains. But then I saw that other Mefarshim explain that we know that they learned Torah Shabbat Peh, they learned it orally, they learned it by heart. And once they became accustomed to a certain wording that they had learned by heart, that if to relearn what the wording should be, it's complicated. So therefore, even though maybe the words should have been mentioned, the Gemara deliberately leaves them out so it should be able to not get confused with something that you memorize. So again, says the Gemara, Chsuri Mechzvah Chitani, Lo Yekrivu Keves B'Boiker, if they did not bring a carbon in the morning, Lo Yekrivu Ben Abayim, they shouldn't bring the carbon Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. B'Amed V'Mamurim, when was that said? Shloi D'Schana Chaveh, that we never brought a carbon Tamid Shel Shachar. And the first time the Mizbeach oil should be used is for a Tamid Shel Shachar. Av Neschanach HaMizbeach, if this Mizbeach had already been inaugurated. Just today, for whatever reason, they didn't bring a Tamid Shel Shachar, Yakriva Ben Arbayim, then they can bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, even though they didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. To which Rav Shimon comments, Amar Rav Shimon Emesai, when was this halacha said? Bizman, Shehein, and Nusa Meshagigim. That the reason they didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar is because it was beyond their control. Avol Hayim Zidin, like Kriva Kasabaiker, it was deliberate that they skipped the Tamid Shel Shachar, then like Kriva Ben Abayim. And the same, but when it comes to Ktiris, it's not that way. But Ktiris Dalach will be like Tiru Ktiris Babaiker, if for whatever reason they didn't bring the Ktiris in the morning, then they should bring Yakrivu Ben Abayim. The Tarsus points out that in a case that we just identified, where they did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, but it wasn't deliberate, it was something beyond their control, that the halacha is that they bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, the halacha, unlike the Beit Tiris, where we said if you miss the Tiris in the morning, you bring the entire Tiris in the afternoon, the whole shear, by the Tamid Shel Shachar, you'll only bring the, if you miss the Tamid Shel Shachar and you bring Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, you'll only bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim and not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar at all. And I saw Rabbi Yerucham Fishel of Perlau explains why. He explains because the mitzvah of the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is really one mitzvah. And therefore, if you miss the morning and the afternoon, you could complete the mitzvah with both shears. Whereas the two Tamid, the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, are two separate mitzvahs. And there's a rule when we speak about kabbanis, of Azmanoi, if the time to bring a carbon passed, batel kabbanoi, you can't make it up, and therefore you cannot bring the Tamid Shel Ben Shachar that you missed in the afternoon. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili, how do we notice Halacha asked the Gemara, that if you never use the Mizbeach Ha'oila, you can't use it for the first time in the afternoon, it has to be in the morning. Says the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk, when it speaks about Da'ilus HaTamid, says, and the question is, what does the Pasuk mean to say with the words HaKevas HaSheni? Says the Gemara, what the Pasuk says is HaSheni Ben Abayim. When you're inaugurating the Mizbeach, the second carbon to be in the afternoon. But the first time you ever bring the Tamid, the Loi Rishon, cannot be Ben Arbayim. B'med v'ramurim, but continues the Braisa, when was that halacha said, Shloi nizanech ha-mizbeach, that the Mizbeach was never previously inaugurated, Avel nizanech ha-mizbeach, if the Mizbeach has already been inaugurated, and for whatever reason, you did not bring the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar, you can't bring the Tamid Shebeach, you can't bring the first Tamid of the day, Ben Arbayim. We learned in the Mishnah, Amr Shimon, Amosai, Bizman Shay, when is this halacha said that if you missed the morning, you could bring the afternoon? Bizman Shay, Nusim, Shagigim. It was something beyond their control that made this, it was beyond their control that they missed the Kavan Tamid Shel Shachar. Aval Mahayim Azidin, if it was deliberate, and then Vlay Kriva Kasva Biker, then the halacha is, like Kriva Ben Abayim, you can't bring Karma Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. Furthermore, like Tirik Tiris Babiker, if they didn't bring the Tiris in the morning, the halacha is Yaktir Ben Abayim, they could bring the Tiris in the afternoon. Ask the Gemara, the Kahanim Chatu, this is somewhat difficult to understand. If the Kahanim did an Aveira, and they didn't bring what they were supposed to bring, the Tamid Shel Shachar, why should the Mizbeach, why should we suffer? Indeed, what he doesn't mean is that it's not that the carbon Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim should not be brought. Rather, what it means, says the Gemara, is that the carbon Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim cannot be brought through the Kohanim that did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. It has to be somebody else should bring it. Different Kohanim, the Kriva Shel Ben Arbayim. We learned further, like Tiruk Tars Babaik, if they didn't bring the Tars in the morning, Tir Ben Abayim. So the obvious question that is difficult to the Gemara to understand is by the Tamid Shel Shachar, if they missed it deliberately, they can't make it up in the afternoon. They can't bring that day Tamei Shebein Abayim altogether. But by Tyrus, if they skipped it deliberately, the Mishnah says they can bring Tyrus in the afternoon. Why is that? Answers the Gemara, the Kevin Dolei Shechicha, since the Tyrus is not brought as often as the Tamei Shel Shachar, the Tamei Shel Shachar was a Karban Ayla, and the Karban Ayla was brought on a regular basis. That's one pshat. Many Karban Aylos were brought. The Tyrus was only brought twice a day, in the morning and the afternoon. Another pshat, as we're going to discuss, they did not ask a Kayan to do the avoida of the Tyrus more than once. Because the Allah has sent Tyrus Masheris. Tyrus has the school that it makes you wealthy. So they want to give as many Kohanim the opportunity to bring, they want to give as many Kohanim the opportunity to bring the Talmud, to bring the Tyrus. So it was never more, a Kohen never had more than one chance. But Karban Ayla, since there were so many, they got many chances. Since they got many chances, that's why they are stricter when when we speak about the Karban Talmud Ayla versus the Tyrus. Moreover, the Gemara says, Asra, the Tyrus is, there's a school of, that makes, that somebody does it, makes you wealthy. And therefore, for bringing it, so it's very unlikely they're going to skip bringing the Tyrus. And the way I saw the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, so it turns into a Dovah Shein Shkiach. Skipping the Tyrus is something that is uncommon. And we know that throughout Shas, that the by Dovah Den Shloi Shkiach, something which is uncommon, like Gozer Barabon, Chazal did not make the Gzeris. So this Gemara is the basis for a famous minig, because the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Yuma that because, as we just said, the Tyrus has the special schooler that it makes you wealthy, they never gave a Kohen the opportunity to do Tyrus twice. They always wanted to give every Kohen the opportunity to do Tyrus, for every Kohen to get the opportunity to have the school of wealth. There are many Midrashim that suggest that the honor of being a Sandik, the one who holds the baby on his lap during the Bris Milah, is compared to the Tyrus. Says Rebbeinu Peretz, and the Ramban Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rebbeinu Peretz, that that's why somebody should not ask the same person to be a Sandik by more than one of his child. To be able to give as many people, you have a number of children, to give as many people that opportunity. The Noida Behuda, however, says that in many communities, the minig was to give the Rav of the community Sandik at all brisim of the community. So we see, says the Noida Behuda, that it's not necessarily an accepted minig. The Chasam Sofer says that it's not the way the Chasam Sofer reconciled that minig with what the remark quoting Rebbeinu Peretz says, is that the halach is that kohen gadol chelik noit l'chelik roish. That even though when it comes to doing the avod in the Beis Hamikdash, typically there was a lottery. We didn't want, they wanted to have a system as many kohanim should be able to do the avod as possible. The kohen gadol wasn't included in that entire system. And he could do any avod that he so chooses whenever he wanted to. So it says, just like the Kohen Gadol has the right, if he wanted to bring the Tyrus as often as he wanted to, the Rav of the community is compared to the Kohen Gadol. So ask the Gra, why, if we're saying that being a Sandik is a person that is a school of Ashiris, ask the Gra already, we've seen many people who have been a Sandik and they haven't gotten wealthy. So why is that? If we're saying that, as the remark quotes Rebbeinu Peretz, it's a school of Ashiris. So there are a number of answers to that question that I saw that they give. The Chasam Sofer says that yes, under normal circumstances, a Sandik is supposed to get wealthy. But, says the Chasam Sofer, what happens if this person has done Averis? And because he's done Averis, he needs a kapara. the best thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal could do for this person is bring him, forgive his Averis. That's the biggest Ashiris. So says Chassam Sofer, he is blessed with Ashiris. Where is he blessed? How is he blessed with Ashiris? By having his Averis forgiven. That's the approach Chassam Sofer takes. There are other poskim that suggest, I saw that Reb Chaim Kreis with Tzal suggested that in a bris, there are many kibudim. There's not just the sandik, there's the kvater and holding the baby during the kriya shem. And Reb Chaim Kreis with, I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky Tzal would say this as well, that it's the skula of Ashiris is only if you have all of the kibudim, which of course is not common. We divide up the kibudim, and therefore the halacha is that the skula doesn't apply if you didn't take all the kibudim. Another question is, what would be the halacha if a father wants to be a sandik by the bris of all his children? So I saw the Rabbi Yashiv using the concept that the Chassam Sofer taught us earlier, that says that just like the rov of the city is considered the Kohen Gadol, and just like a Kohen Gadol could make that decision whenever whatever kibbutz he wants he could take, so too is the halacha by a father. Since he is the father of the baby, and he ultimately has the say who should get sandakos, he's in the same category as the Kohen Gadol. And since he's in the same category as Kohen Gadol, he could be the sandik at all the brisin of his children, and that's not a violation of the minig that we learned from the Ramah. We learned further in the Mishnah, Amar Shimakulai is Krave Ben Abayim, that if they did not bring the Torah in the morning and they're bringing a Ben Abayim, they bring the entire portion what was supposed to be brought in the morning and in the afternoon. Says the Gemara, and then when we're going to bring the first Torah for that day, we'll bring the entire portion. Ask the Gemara Tanya, that the time to bring the Torah is in the morning, and if you miss the morning, you can't make it up in the afternoon. Says the Gemara, it's actually machlokes tanoim if you make it up or not. And as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, the basis of this machlokes is how to learn the mitzvah of the Torah in the morning, the Torah afternoon. Is it considered one mitzvah or is it considered two mitzvahs? If it's one mitzvah, then you can make it up. If it's two mitzvahs, then of course you can't make it up. Says the Gemara, Amar Abayim, Stav Kaman Dama Keteris Sam Shaben Abayim. It makes sense to say that the first time they brought the Keteris was in the afternoon, the Ksiv, because when the Pasuk speaks about the Mizbeach Hazov and the Keteris Samim, the Pasuk says, V'hikta Lov Aram Keteris Samim Baboike Baboike Bativas and Neris Yakterenu, the Keterah should take place at the same time they light the candles. Says the Gemara, so Elab David had and Marta Tovat Tzafer Mehecha. If they didn't light the candles in the evening, how would they clean in the morning? So we see that the first time they lit the menorah must have been in the afternoon, so they could clean it in the morning. So from here we see, since the Torah connects these two mitzvahs, that the first time they did Torahs was also in the afternoon. Ask the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, according to the opinion that they did Haktaris Asamim in the morning the first time, what is the source for him to say so? Answer the Gemara, Gama Mizbech Ha'ola. They learn from the Mizbech Ha'ola. Just like we've been learning, says the Gemara, Ma'al Ahal Matam Shashachar, the first time they inaugurated that Mizbeach was the Tamit Shashachar. Afkan, the Mizbech Haktaris, the first time it was inaugurated was B'Ktaris Tam Shel Shachar. Said we learned further in the Mishnah, V'lois HaShulchan El B'Lechem upon him B'Shabbos. The Shulchan is only inaugurated by putting in the Lechem upon him on Shabbos. Has the Gemara, Ella B'Choyel, does that mean that during the week, a Chanuchi Dele Mechanech, we don't inaugurate the Shulchan with the Lechem upon him during the week? HaKadusha and Mekadosh, but we could put the lechem in during the week. The halacha is that we're going to learn later in Masechta on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph that the lechem upon him gets the kedusha of the lechem upon him only when you put it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what must we understand the Mishnah teaching us? He gufa kamishman. The Mishnah is teaching us the chinuch, the kiddush, the shulchan, both the inauguration of the shulchan and putting the lechem and making a kaddish all take place b'shabbosu. And actually, says the Gemara, Tirektani Sefer, we could understand that that's pshat, what the Mishnah means to say, as we continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues saying, V'layas menorah el b'shav v'narasei ben abayim. By the menorah, the Tana spoke about the way the Mishnah is performed. And that's in the afternoon by lighting the candles. And the Mishnah is teaching us that just like the menorah is inaugurated, when you do the mitzvah properly, we're lighting the candles in the afternoon. That's the way we do with the shulchan. So I saw a very nice pshat. What is the Gemara teaching us? That the shulchan is neschanech on Shabbos. That the shulchan on Shabbos, the way we understand it, a pidrosh, represents the table on which we eat the Shabbos meal. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that the table, the Shabbos table, where we sit and eat the Shabbos meal, has to be neschanech, has to be inaugurated. How is it inaugurated? It's inaugurated by us sitting at the table and saying Divrei Torah. Be mekadosh that whole table. That is the proper way of being mekadosh the shulchan, and we do it by us bringing the shulchan. That by doing the avodah, the doing the divrei Torah and the zmiris on the Shabbos table. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. Tana Braisa teaches v'zeh k'tarish also yachid. There is a situation, as we're going to learn, that the Torah was bought by a yachid, and that type of situation when it's being brought by an individual. Then the Ketoros is put on the Mizbeach Achitzin. And furthermore, says the Gemara, it happened, but it was Harosh Shah Hesa. It only happened once. So I asked the Gemara Hecha, when did it happen? Amar Papa ben Nesiim. We remember in Pashas Nasai that the Nesiim brought special karbonis during the inauguration of the Mishkan. And the Torah says that amongst what they brought was Kaf Achas Malei Ketoros. And that was brought on the Mizbeach Olam. Says the Gemara, El Yochid Amizbech Chitzin Deloy. So we're learning that was a Hirah Shah. It was a special situation. Ask the Gemara, does that mean that a Yochid bringing Ketairus and Amizbech Chitzin, he can't do it unless it's a Hirah Shah? How Mizbech Pnimi Makrif? Would that indicate that an individual could bring Ketairus on the Mizbech Pnimi? Vesu, Amizbech Chitzin Hu Yochid Deloy. Does it mean that a yachid can never bring tyrus on the Mizbech HaChitzin? Does that mean to say a tzibah, that if the tzibah wants to bring tyrus, makravu, they could bring it on the Mizbech HaChitzin? But as the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, clearly not that way. V'tanya, yachid she yachid misnadav v'mevi ki yotzba b'nedava. We would think that a yachid could bring tyrus as a nedava. V'karebai, and if he makes this, he takes on this obligation, he has to fulfill it, as the pasuk teaches us. Moitzis v'secha tishma v'sisa k'shendat l'Hashem l'kach nedava sh'tabarach apicham. If you take on such obligation, you have to follow it. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says loisal lov k'tayr zara. We never put k'tayrus. The k'tayrus brought by an individual is considered zara, and you can never fulfill that obligation. Continues the brisa. Yochel yochid mevi a yochid. Can't bring the Ketoros. Shame maybe Chavos Kiyotzebai. Because a Yochid never brings Ketoros. Avla Tzibur. Since the Tzibur brings Ketoros, actually, as we're learning, the Tzibur brings Ketoros on a daily basis. Avla Tzibur, maybe a Tzibur could bring Ketoros as an Adava. Shame maybe Chavos Kiyotzebai. Because the Tzibur at certain times does bring the carbon bring k'tayrus. Tamalayma le'alalav k'tayrus over, that the tzibur should not bring a tzibur, should not bring k'tayrus on the mizbeach hachitzin. Yochel yalu al mizbeach apnimi. So says the Gemara, maybe in the mizbeach apnimi we cannot allow them to bring k'tayrus, because only the k'tayrus that the Torah tells us to bring is brought on mizbeach apnimi. Ava al mizbeach hachitzin they could bring. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says that when the Torah speaks about when Moshe Rabbeinu was taught and told to build the mizbeach and build the mishkan, the Torah says the shemana mishkan was k'tayrus asam l'kaidish k'cholat shitzivisu yasu. When it comes to k'tayrus, you could only bring it in the way it was prescribed by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ein lecha el masha om abinyan, you only may bring it as the Torah prescribes, which the Torah prescribes that it should be brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi by the Tzibur and nothing else. So we see from this braisa that a Yochid can't bring K'tayrus on the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Tzibur can't bring in the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Not like we assumed earlier. So this is the way to understand. Amar Papa, loy mebayi kamar. This is the way. Loy mebayi Tzibur on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. The Tzibur could surely not bring K'tayrus on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. The loy ashkhan. Because there is no precedent that the tzibur brought k'tayrus on the mizbeach hachitzin. V'layim by yochid on mizbeach hachitzin, nor can a yochid bring k'tayrus on the mizbeach hapnimi. For again, the loyashkhan, there is no precedent for that ever happening. Ela filo yochid on mizbeach hachitzin. A yochid bring on the mizbeach hachitzin, which there is a precedent for, dashkam b'nasim, as we said, the nasim brought the k'tayrus on the mizbeach hapnimi. We must understand that that was a Rosh Hashanah. It was a one-time event, and it can never be repeated. Torah Kedoshah tells the Kohen Gadol, tells Aaron, to bring on a daily basis Minchas Chavitim. The Torah says, Zeh Korban Aaron Abonav Shikru V'Hashem B'yayim Mashach Yisoy Asir Sa'el V'Hasoy L'Smecha Tamid Machtzisoy B'Boiker or Machtzisoy B'Erev. The Kohen Gadol brings Michas Chavitin, and he brings it on a daily basis, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And our Mishnah and Gemara now are going to discuss extensively this carbon. The question, of course, the first question that the Rishonim and Achronim debate, is this considered a carbon yochid, or is it considered a carbon tzibur? The nafkamina would be, can it be brought on a bama, when, as we discussed at the end of Masechta Zvachim, when bamas were permitted in Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah Lamelech explains that the Michas Chavitim is considered a carbon tzibur, and it can never be brought on the bama. The Ar Samech suggests, actually, that it's a machloikis in the Gemara. The Torah goes on to say, what are the ingredients? A machvas b'shemen, and we're going to discuss how much flour there was and how much oil there was. The amount of chalas that the minchas chavitim were baked into were 12 chalas. But there's a big machlokes. Rambam and Ravid, how to understand that. The Rambam says that they baked all 12 chalas and they divided each chala into half. Half of that, one set, 12 half chalas were brought in the morning, and 12 half chalas were brought in the afternoon. The Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid's opinion is that they had these 12 chalas. 6 of those 12 chalas were brought in the morning, and 6 of those 12 chalas were actually brought on in the afternoon. Says the Mishnah, Chavit HaKohen Gadol, the Chavitim and the Kohen Gadol loyboin, they didn't bring half, they needed an isoran of flour. So says the Gemara, they didn't bring an isoran partially in the morning, half an isoran in the morning and half a isoran in the afternoon. Al mevis isoran sholem, everybody will agree they bring in the morning, the Kohen Gadol brings the entire isoran, v'chatzeyu, and he divided it, or makrev, and then he brings mechtze b'boiker or mechtze b'nevayim, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Kohen Gadol Shevi Mechtzah. So now begins the Mishnah discussing a situation where the Kohen Gadol brought half in the morning, umeis, and he was nifter, umino kain achatachter. And now they appointed a different kain godel. Lo yavi chatzi chitzar mi beisai. So now the new kain godel in the afternoon has to bring his minchas chavitim. So the halacha is that he should not bring half in the afternoon, because that's all that's needed. Lo yavi chatzi chitzar mi beisai. Also, he can't take the half isar that's left over from the kohen gadol who was nifter. Elamevi isar and shalom. He should bring a whole isar for his afternoon miches chavitin for chatzeyu and divide it. Makrav hechza and then divide it and bring carbon. Or machza of it and the other half goes to lost. Nimsu, so what happened on such a day, Ishnei Chatzoyim Kravim, and the first Kohen Gadol brought an Isarin, the second Isarin brought an Isarin, but each one of them only used half of an Isarin for bringing his Kabbonis, and the other half that they brought was left to go to waste. The Cheshuk Echemet has a very interesting discussion based on this Gemara. He says, why does the Torah specify and indicate that we have to bring a carbon, the Kohen Gadol has to bring carbon miches chavitim? So he quotes the Chinuch that says, Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav, Nitzdaveinu, we were told, Shiakv Kohen Gadol, that Kohen Gadol should bring Mincha b'chol yoyim p'mayim, every day, twice a day, b'boike u'bein abayim, the morning and the afternoon, shenem azek harban arav b'bonav v'shikriv v'l'Hashem. And he continues, mishurashi ha-mitzvah, the basis of this mitzvah, is l'fish ha-kohen gadol ha-shliach ben Yisrael avim shebishamayim. The kohen gadol plays a vital role in his being the shliach between us and Hashem. K'loima, who knows the tefillah elah ba'adam, he davens on our behalf. Vayidei tefillos of ma'isik b'noisov, and through his tefillos and through his kabbonis, hey miskaprim. That's how Klal Yisrael have a kapara. L'chein roi l'ish kazeh lius le'karbon miyuchad. It's appropriate that he should have a special carbon. K'may timidi at sidur, like the tamid that we learned earlier in our shir, brought twice a day. And k'may shetamidim shnayim liyom, just like the carbon tamid is brought twice a day. The schayv hu gam kein lahakrav minchas pamayim biyoyim. He should bring a special carbon minchas chavitim twice a day, representing the special role that he plays in Klal Yisrael. Why does he use this concept? The question that he discusses is that there's a shul that has a very large population, and it's hard for people in that shul to get an aliyah. And in that shul, the meaning is that the Rav gets an aliyah every Shabbos, which eliminates one more aliyah. So the question that was posed to Rav Silberstein, the Cheshuki Chemed, is maybe they should give the Rav only an aliyah once a month, and now they'll have more aliyahs available to give people in shul who want to have an aliyah. So he says, and he says Reb Chaim Kanievsky agreed with him, that what we're learning from our Gemara is the special kavod that we have to give to a Kohen Gadol. And just like the halacha, as we read from the Chinuch, requires that we show this special kavod to the Kohen Gadol, and he gets this opportunity to bring the Miches Chavitim every day, no one else. Showing the special cover to Rav, even though sometimes it's difficult and other people would like to get an aliyah and they won't be able to get as often as they want, it still should not ever be done at the expense of the cover of the Rav. Tanur Rabbanan continues the Gemara. Ilan Emer, the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol has to bring and a fully sorin and then divided. Says the Mara, how do we know this halachim? Says the Brice, Ilan Emer, Mincha Machtzis, Ayus Eimer, maybe chatzi sor mebeis shakos. You bring a chatzi sor in the morning or makrif, and then a chatzi sor mebeis be'arvis or makrif. Tamaloyma, but the pasuk says machtzisa be'boker machtzisa be'arif. Machtzo mishalom u'makrif. The every half that you bring had to have started with a whole yisarn. Okay, said, how is that accomplished? Maybe yisarn shalom, bring an entire yisarn for chatzayu and divided. Makrif machtz be'boker machtz be'arbaim, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Oy nitma machtzo, continues the brayza, if the half that you put away for the ben abayim mincha became tamei nitma machtsa shel ben abayim or shavro that half got lost yochel we would assume that yovel chatzis sar mebeisoy arvus for Yaakov just bring another chatzis saran for the ben abayim tamaloymer machtsisa bebayka or machtsisa ben abayim machtsisa beerev machts mishalom hu mevi hakeitzad. So if you lost the half that you put away for the afternoon, maybe a sum shalom mebeisoy, bring a whole new entire yisarim v'chatzeu and divided u'makrav machtza and bring half u'machtza of it and the other half is left to waste. Nit mushnei chatzoyim. So we end up having such a situation that we will have two chatzoyim that are brought on the mizbeach, v'shnei chatzoyim and two chatzoyim will be lost. Continues the brayso. Kohen Gadol shikar machtzis b'shakros u'meis. If the Kohen Gadol brought his half in the morning and then he was nifter, or mina achat tachtav, now they appointed a new Kohen Gadol, yochel yavi chatzis yisarim mebeisoy, we would think that it would be enough that he should bring a chatzis yisarim from home, or a chatzis yisarim shel rishon, or use the leftover chatzis yisarim from the first Kohen Gadol, tamaloymer, machtzisoy be'erev. Machtzis mishalom u'mevi makrev. A Kohen Gadol could only bring a mechitzas chavitim by having a whole, taking a whole yisarim and dividing it. Haketzed. So what does the new Kohen Gadol do? Maybe yisarim shalom v'chatzeu, bring an entire yisarim, divide it, u'makrev and be makrev it, u'mechitza of it, and the other half is lost, is left to loss. And from, and again, in this situation, the halach will be nimtza shnei chatzoyim avdim, two halves are left to waste. V'shnei chatzoyim kareim are put on the mizbeach. Says the Maratana Tana Kamed Rav Nachman, we learned in the Braisa, mechza rishon or mechza sheni, what happens with these two halves that we just gave a number of illustrations that are not being used? What do you do with them? Tu b'tzurosan, let them become possible by being left overnight. V'yetz l'beis reifa. So the Gemara, as we've learned, that if a carbon becomes possible, like the carbon became tamei, the halacha is that there's no need for ibet tzura. But if the owner becomes tamei, or the owner dies, that under many circumstances that we've learned, you have to burn the carbon, they're not burnt immediately. There the halacha is, as we just learned, you have ibet tzura, you wait till tomorrow to burn it. Amalei Rav Nachman. So says Rav Nachman to the Tana. Bishlama, the first half that the Kohen Gadol, the first Kohen Gadol brought a sorin and he used half and then passed away. Harishin, that first half, Ichsla Krava, when it was first designated, it was very much usable. And therefore now, if it's not usable, you have to burn it with Ibet Sura. Ella, the second Kohen, the new Kohen Gadol who brought an Isorin in the afternoon. And he divided it. So asked the Gemara, Lamalei Ibet Surah, why would Ibet Surah be required? When he brought that, he knew up front, we knew up front, that half will be used and half will keep a kasi. So it's something that's inherently possible. Something that's inherently possible is burnt immediately. Answers the Gemara. When you will be asked this question, you will ask who is the Tana that taught us this halacha, and we will identify that the Tana who taught us this halacha, Tana de Bei Rabba Baravuhu, Dama Afil Pigel, something like Pigel, which as we'll be learning in our Shurim, is a very significant psul, and of course must be burned, always requires Ibitsura. Rav Asher Amar, Afil Tem Rabbanan. We could even explain this price to be consistent with the opinion of the Rabbanim. Why? Because even in the Palguhu, when this kohen, the new kohen gadol, brings the sarn and divides it, which half is he going to use? Whichever he wants. He buy high makriv, he buy high makriv. He could choose whichever half he would like to. And therefore, they're both considered something that was usable. And something that was usable, if we're going to burn, we need ibatsura. Continues the Gemara, Itmar, Chavita Kohen Gadol Ketzon Oysen Soy, how were the Chavita Kohen Gadol prepared? Rechibar Abba, Rabbi Yotan Oifer, first they baked them in a oven, Vakat Metagna, and then they fried it. Rav Asi, Om Rav Chanina, the reverse. Metagna, first they were fried, Vakat Oifer, and then they baked them. Om Rav Chia, Bar Abba, Kavasi, the Mestabra. My opinion that baking and frying is the order is correct. Because the pasuk says to fini milchas pita, what does that mean? To efna no, bake it nicely. But if you're going to fry it, so something that's fried gets black, and if it gets black, it's not that nice. So obviously, we should bake it when it's going to be baked nice. Rav Asi Amar Kavasi de Mestabra. Again, the pasuk says to fini milchas pita to efna no. The pasuk teaches us that when you bake it, it shouldn't be completely baked. And by frying it first, that's what you accomplish. It fries it, it makes it somewhat edible, but not completely. It says the Gemara, did this machloikas actually a machloikas tanoim? Because the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, tofenu miches pitim, tofenu no, when you bake it, it should already been baked not somewhat by frying. And Rabbi Omer, tough to know when you bake it, it should be able to be baked nicely, not that it was fried and became black. Rabbi Yossi has a new opinion. Tefena Rabba, bake it many times. What does that mean? He says, bake it, fry it, and then bake it again. Why does Rabbi Yossi have this opinion? Says the Gemara, because Islay no, Islay no. He agrees with both Pshatim that were mentioned in this machlokes. So in order to fulfill both requirements, both conditions that the Torah set forth, the way we can do so is baking, frying, and then baking again.